Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, guys. Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. In the studio, as always, we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Nope, they're away for a birthday.
We got it. We got to have... Okay, whoa. What did you say they're away for?
Her birthday.
You know whose birthday it is? It's my birthday.
Well, it was her.
And you know who's here? Me. You've been out.
Wait, whoa.
You've been out.
What?
It was one time. I don't remember, but it was there.
Months.
Listen.
Okay. To be fair about me being out, that was just because I wasn't scheduled. Okay. Has nothing to do with me.
Okay. So now it's a money thing?
No, it's more of the bosses didn't put me in this week.
Well.
He rode the bench.
Sounds like we need to talk to somebody.
You may need
to make a phone call.
You can make a phone call.
I'll shoot him a text.
Okay.
All right.
Can you tweet me at it?
Sure.
Sweet. Appreciate it.
I'll include you in it. All right. So everybody lays out. It's my birthday. I'm looking at you, Professor, when I do it, because you know what?
I'm here.
Look at you. I can't look at both of you. I got one on each damn side. But
I'm right here.
This is what's wrong with it. You know, if we were off to war somewhere, you know what? You don't take, you think my Uncle Leroy took a day off because of his birthday? No, you didn't. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Radio is like war. And we're troops.
Us against the FCC.
No, we're not.
Just kidding, FCC. We love you.
Just joking, guys. But you know what I'm saying? So, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, you got to be here to be here.
So would that make Josh and Bree deserters?
I think they went AWOL on us.
Well, to be fair, yesterday was her birthday.
Okay.
But
today is Wednesday.
I mean, so that means today is not your birthday.
Yeah, that's like the worst day of the year for anybody. It's the day after your birthday.
I don't know. Well, I can think of a lot worse days, but
not scheduled.
All right. So we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Happy birthday, Breezy. And in honor of Rob's birthday, we're going to do a list of his favorite cities, to my knowledge.
Mm.
I think a good one to start off with is Las Vegas, Nevada.
I love Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm actually going to be in Las Vegas two times here in the next few months, and I am very excited about it. I kind of like to think when I go to Vegas, I put a little more sin in Sin City.
There you go. That's why you're there.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, I know you're not supposed to, like, take anything away from something or something you're supposed to give back. I feel like I give a little extra to them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, man, that guy's bad.
Give him a couple other reasons to go to the doctor.
Not quite that bad, but yeah, that's yeah. So anyway, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Oh, legal counsel / all around cool car guy, who also laid out on us last week.
I did. I've had a lot of
excuses.
No, I haven't had a lot of excuses, but a lot of family issues. So
well, I'm with you there.
I had to take a little time off, but I'm back.
You know, I had some issues with my family too. You know what I did?
I walked it off.
I told them I got to do the radio show. Walk it off. That's what I did because I'm dedicated.
I'm back walking it off now.
All right, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
All right, so last year, if you're a longtime listener, you would know when it was my birthday. I talked Smitty into loving C4 Corvettes.
That's a job.
And I did it. If any man in this world can talk somebody into something, it's me.
He doesn't like Corvettes.
Exactly.
I'm with him.
I mean, look at this face. I've been married twice. Two pretty hot chicks, both times. Which I probably should have looked a little deeper in that for looking for long term. But you know what I'm saying. Our wedding pictures look great. Actually, the constant running joke in my family is that's the only time we get family pictures is when I get married. So, anyway. But, look at Rob.
Rob, he's getting married
again.
So cute.
It's like,
poor girl.
It's like, you know, I send out an invitation. I'm like, come on, guys. I'm getting married. You know, a guy only gets married for the third time, only once, you know.
I'm not buying you another toaster.
I don't need another toaster. The only reason I got married twice, the only reason, I tell people this all the time, the only reason I got married two times is I was trying to get a damn KitchenAid mixer. You know, one of them nice ones?
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted one of those on my counter.
Yeah.
That's the only reason for a wedding gift. My mom ended up giving me one for Christmas. She said, you can stop getting married now.
And you did.
No. This was after. This was after. Yeah, this was after the second marriage.
But you did.
If she'd done this the first time, I wouldn't have been a problem.
You stopped getting married.
I did, because I got a KitchenAid mixer.
It's been, 15 years now?
Mission accomplished.
You're having a good run.
I'm telling you. I'm on this. No. It's been 15 years. It's been...
I don't know.
Man. 10.
10.
10
okay.
years.
Still a long time.
Still a good run.
Still a decade.
So...
You ain't got nothing on the master.
He said the master. But... You know, I mean, so what should we talk about? Now, I'm turning 40, and that's a big one. That's a big one. Now, Professor, you're
hey, all right.
You're already there.
Kobe's older than me.
Okay, Kobe is there too.
I am.
So it makes me feel good to know I'm the youngest person in the room. Actually, we got Matt, my film buddy here. He's younger than me. I can tell already because he's got that youthful. He's got a mean beard on him, but I'm pretty sure he's younger than me. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
I think so.
He wears his hat backwards. I'll rest my case. Like if I wore my hat backwards, they would write me a ticket for running 25 and a 40. You know what I mean? So you can't do that. That's bad.
That was deep on several levels.
Somebody right now is listening with their hat backwards. Like,
I got it.
Better slow down.
I'm turning this off. I hate that guy. My bad. But so I'm turning 40. So, you know, this is like the midlife crisis thing.
Well, you bought yourself a little birthday present, didn't you?
I did. I bought myself two. I went and bought me a car trailer because I wanted a car trailer.
Okay.
And then I bought one of my all-time favorite cars. All-time favorite. Like, I've always liked them. And I've always been a big fan of them. And, you know, like, I love so many cars. I can't own them all. Lord knows I'm trying.
You're doing your best.
I'm doing my best. But this thing, the very first time I ever saw this one particular car, I actually fell in love with it. And like I told everybody, like I had like one of those romantic heart moments. You know what I mean? Like when you see that girl, be like, I'm going to marry her one day. I told the guys in the shop online, I showed them a picture. I'm like, I'm going to own that one day. That's mine. That bad boy is going to be coming home with me.
And it is sexy.
It is sexy. It is a sexy, sexy ride.
And you know me. I'm not gonna spoil your
That's
surprise.
What I was about to say. Don't
I'm not gonna spoil it, but I'm not a fan, but that car is sexy.
It is sex appeal.
It's a damn pretty ride.
It is a very good and that was the thing, like, you know, normally I'm a flip guy or something like this. I bought with my heart on this. And I mean, like, I was in love with it. And I'll be honest with you, I feel pretty good about it. Like I'm still in the honeymoon stage with it.
Yeah, yeah. But you've been driving around everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I've been driving. I mean, like, that's what you do with something like this.
Oh, heck yes.
Does he say, heck yeah. FCC guidelines. But I'm excited about it because it's my birthday and you need a splurge on your birthday.
It's your 40th birthday.
It's my 40th birthday.
And what did you do?
And the thing is, I've been selling midlife crisis cars since I was 18 years old to everybody else. Now I'm that age. So what do?
You buy one of your own.
Exactly.
And you picked a perfect.
I got me a C3 Corvette. I got a 69 drop top C3 Corvette that I have been in love with.
And you hate the 68s. I know.
Everybody hates a 68 Corvette because of the stupid door handles. The stick out.
And see, you know me. I'm not a Corvette person, even though I went to a Corvette show this week. That was kind of crazy, but... That Corvette.
Yeah, that's actually really weird, actually.
I know. I was trying to
show
some...
That's like me going to a vegetarian festival or something.
Well...
Because you know me. That's how I roll.
You know us as car guys in the car community. We got to show our love to everybody, and that's the reason why I went.
You don't see me hanging out at Mopar shows.
Well, we got Richard for Mopar. We got you for vegetarian, and I guess I'm going to go to the
Poor Red Show.
All right, guys. I'll tell you what. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. In the studio, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on to London, England?
I had a good time in London. That was a lot of fun. That's another fun. I got bits and pieces of it. Like, I feel like it was a car accident. You know what I mean? Like, I remember bits and pieces of it. But the parts I remember were actually a lot of fun.
I call that a Tuesday.
It was probably called a lack of sleep.
Well, that, and I loved how everybody came up to me and told me I sounded like a movie when I talked.
There you go.
You sound like a movie.
That's a compliment. Well, this is your first annual, first of many. So
yeah.
All of our geography lessons this week are in honor of your birthday.
I love it, man. That makes me feel special.
There we go, man. We got Vegas and London. Those are two heavy hitters.
I'm telling you. Next up is Traveler's Rest, South Carolina.
I was going to say Sparkle City.
Murder Bird.
Oh, Lord. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
All right. So, you know, this week we got talking on Corvettes. We got talking about the Corvette I bought. But, Kobe, you know, you were telling us about the NCRS show that came to town this week. And they actually had some cool cars. There was 171 cars there.
171 this is an indoor Corvettes. Show. Yeah, 171 Corvettes at the TD Convention Center. Well, they helped sponsor us with a show, Show Glow, them boys over there. They called me and they wanted to come over and give them some love. So I went over there and walked around, checked out their booth, and checked out a bunch of cool cars. And I was sending y'all some cool pictures. And one I sent, Richard jumped all over in a heartbeat. He knows the car. He knew everything. And I thought I was going to stump him, but I didn't. You want to tell him about it, Richard?
Yeah, you probably would have stumped me, except I'm actually good friends with the owner. It was John Shaw, 69 Baldwin Motion Mako Shark. Of course, Joey Carti was in the picture, and you know, you see that big old head, you know who that is. So that's actually what gave it away before the car did.
Was his big old head?
Yeah, he's got a big head.
But it is a cool car. Just all the fiberglass work and the way the rear window is, and the whole thing was pretty cool.
It was built by Baldwin Motion in the late 60s, early 70s, and it was to model after the Mako Shark Corvette, which was actually the prototype of the C3 Corvette, which is why they're known as Sharks. The prototype was like a fadeaway green, looked like a shark, and had that body kit. And John owns this car, and Joey takes care of it, and they were able to get it ready and bring it out to the show, and it's pretty awesome to see.
Well, you know, the Mako Shark concept, you know, Harley Earl had a big part in that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the big thing was Harley Earl was like a big offshore fisherman guy.
Yeah.
And he had, I can't remember if it was a marlin or a sailfish.
There was a fish that they used.
But it was a fish.
Yeah.
I apologize. This is upstate outdoors, so I don't know anything about that. But, I mean, the closest I ever came to a fish is Red Lobster. So,
right. But
this is the thing. Like, they had this big mounted
Yeah, they brought fish in.
Like, you know, it's like a marlin or something like that. And it was up on the wall. The producer's over here looking at me like he knows what it is. Anyway, it's up on the wall. And Harley Earl says, I want it painted like that. Well, they painted the car, and they got it close. And keep in mind, this is the 60s. You know, I mean, you know, paint technology really is not like it is now. And they painted this fade, you know, the silver to the blue. And, you know, they got it fairly close. Harley says, he brought the fish out to the car.
Yeah.
And he says, eh, it's not like my fish. So actually the story is, he said, guys, try it again. Try to get it a little closer. They actually painted his fish to match the car. And then next thing you know, the Mako shark was born.
These guys are geniuses.
Now me and Richard were talking right before the show started about that same car, but there was a photo book there of another car that they have in primer. And it is the
Dragon Wagon.
Yes.
The Dragon Wagon.
It is, I want to say it's a 70, if I'm not mistaken, but it is also a Baldwin Motion car. 70s were pretty wild times. People were doing some crazy things.
Lots of heavy drugs back then.
Yeah. A lot of hallucinogens and whatnot. Baldwin Motion, on top of just, you know, putting built 454s in cars, decided they wanted to branch out into custom appearance too, and they made a station wagon Corvette.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, 40 years later, Porsche comes out with a Cayenne.
It's a shooting brake Corvette, is what it is. You know, it's still a two-door, still only has two seats, just instead of ending behind the seats, it's got a little thing, a little compartment. And, John's owned that for more than 20 years, I know. And I guess, hopefully, that's what they're going to be working on next. But it is. It's a wild ride. It used to sit in the showroom at Corvette Only back when I was much, much younger.
I remember that thing when it was there. And you got to think about it. This thing is wild. This is the best way I can describe a Baldwin Motion Vet is like, it looks like a death race car.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what it looks like from the movies. And not so much the new one, the older ones. That these guys took fiberglass to new heights.
They were crazy.
I'm almost positive some of those heavy drugs of the 70s were involved in the makings of these things.
We're talking about a company that put big block 427s and side pipes in Vegas.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Not a thing.
Nothing. Nothing is wrong with it. But I mean, it's out there.
Could you imagine trying to do that now? You would have every...
It's like trying to rebuild the pyramids or something. I don't think you can do it again.
You can't duplicate that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, those were some wild times.
That was more than craftsmanship. That was a state of mind.
Well, this is what... You know, there's a lot of things like, you know, we got crazy horsepower cars now. You know, like the Hellcats and, you know, the Mustangs and the you know, Lingenfelder Camaros and all this stuff. But custom, 70s were the time for that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I don't ever see those days coming back. You will never see somebody, you know, oh, I got a wide body kit. Fender flares, that's entry-level stuff for these guys. Like, fender flares are like novice level compared to these guys.
They were making one-off bodies, whole bodies.
It's too hard. It's too much work. People aren't going to do it today.
No, because they look at the dollar sign. But there was another cool car out there that really caught my attention just because I'm kind of a race car kind of guy. And I was telling Rob about it, and I sent him some pictures. And it was that other blue Corvette.
57?
Yes.
Yeah, the Speedway car.
Yeah, the Speedway car. Yeah, I mean, that thing is, I don't know what it's worth, but that thing was flawless from one end to the other. That thing was so awesome.
And you got to think about something. Restoring a race car and restoring a street car, two totally different things. I mean, you got to think about it. These cars were beat to death. I mean, they were purpose-built to torture.
Yeah.
Not a car that's set in grandma's garage, you know, covered up.
Got pulled
like most Corvettes were.
Yeah.
This was not like that. This one's been rode hard and put up wet. I tell you something else is riding his horse. He's damn commercial breaks. Every time we get going, we got to stop.
That happens.
Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about Corvettes this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard the Professor Hoskins.
In honor of Rob's birthday and Rob's favorite city, shout out to Daytona Beach, Florida.
That's a fun town.
Yeah, it is.
I can tell you several stories that I can't say on the radio about Daytona Beach, Florida.
We can bleep it out. I got a
million. I don't think we can put that many beeps in.
I got a million myself. Cruising down the beach, driving on the beach.
You can drive on the beach. That's not probably the best beach to lay on to get shell or walk down to get shells.
Get run over.
Yeah, you will get ran over.
But lots of good times in Daytona Beach, Florida. Ooh, I'm over here reminiscing, just talking about it.
Don't we have a show there this year somewhere?
Well, we did. Okay. We thought about it.
All right.
And then it's like, hey, aren't we supposed to be there?
Right. Yeah, I was kind of excited.
Like kind of like right now.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, we're talking about Corvettes because it's my birthday, and guess what? We're talking about damn Corvettes. That's
and
what we do.
And you got one.
And you just and bought one.
I just bought one. I love my C3 Vet. Bought my 69 drop-top convertible Corvette, and I love it. Like, I like the car, and we'll get into more of the car here in a little bit. But, so, we're talking about the Corvette show, and we're talking about, you know, we were talking about the 57 Speedster Vet. This thing's shaped like a bullet. I love that car. That was a cool one. That's something neat. And this right here in town this week.
What do you think that thing is worth? I mean, I don't know. I mean,
it's got a significant racing history if it's a car I'm thinking of.
I mean, it's got to be worth at least 10, 12 grand, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, every bit of that. Yeah. 75 on a bad day. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I don't know, man. It's hard. Like you said, it's hard to value race cars. It depends on their history, on their log books.
Yeah.
I mean, so many things.
Like that car there, I mean, it would be like we were talking last night on the way to Columbia when I was telling Rob about it, but you could never enjoy that car though, because it's so flawless and I guess you would never drive it. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Vintage race it.
No, you wouldn't vintage race it. This thing is wipe it with a diaper.
I watched the Penske acid dip Camaro crash into a wall at 140 miles an hour 15 years ago.
So that's more money than you got since. That's the problem.
I mean, people race these cars.
Yeah. That's Roger Penske does.
I don't think this guy
It wasn't does. Roger Penske.
Well, you know what I'm saying. One of them.
I don't think this guy does.
I mean, you run that risk.
But this car is flawless.
The only risk this guy has right now is the building falling in on it. That's the only one.
Don't take it to the Corvette Museum.
Sinkhole.
But that's the thing about those cars is you can have something too nice and you can't enjoy it. And you can't drive it. And I'm going to be honest with you. I've kind of had an awakening in my life. You know, I've had old cars for a long time. I've had collector cars. You know, I've bought and sold these things damn near my entire adult life. But, and I was actually talking to my old man about it. He said, you know, you went and you bought this Corvette. So what you going to do is I'm going to drive it. Like, you know, I've got, you know, my big block C10. I've got my Chevelle. I've got, you know, 69 Camaro stacked up like cordwood. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to start driving them. Like, I used to when I got them, I drove them, you know, two or three times a week. Now, I've got 12 of them, and I drive none.
You're jumping them off.
Yeah, exactly. I'm having to charge batteries and wipe the dust off of them and take them to an event. So now, I want to start driving them. Like, I'm really going to make a conscious effort at this. I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but I'm going to try. I want at least once a week, I'm going to get a car out and drive it.
Rotate the
stock.
Get to know your cars, you know, enjoy them.
It's like the Voodoo Doll, my 57 Chevrolet Black.
Have you ever driven that car?
I've drove it 3 miles in what, 3 months?
3 months, about 3 months you've had it.
3 miles. I broke the shifter in it, put it on the lift, fixed the shifter, noticed the water pump was starting to leak, and haven't touched it since.
I'll say it's been sitting in the same spot.
Took pictures with it for Billet Specialties to use on Instagram, and that's it. That's the only thing I've done with that car. Literally. Like, I need to have my bucket. You know how easy it is to put a water pump on a small block Chevrolet? Especially a small block Chevrolet that's in a 57 Chevrolet. I mean, it's literally 4 minutes. Bolts. Yeah, it's a 15-minute job. It's been sitting for 3 months because that's my excuse not to drive it. And I want it that way so I have an excuse. And I'll be honest with you, it's not even leaking bad enough to even slow you down from driving. You can still drive it. But that's my logic with it. It's like the dime piece. I was going to drive it the other day. It's so dusty. Do you know why it's dusty? Because I don't drive it. That's why.
Yeah. You got to enjoy it, man.
And that's the thing. You know, I got insurance on these cars. I'm paying all this stuff. I want to get them out. I want to start driving. And I'm starting with that. And just like I told my old man sitting in my office today. And I'm going to start with that white Corvette. I am going to torture that thing every day. Every chance, every opportunity to get. Like, I drove it from Seneca. I got it from our good friends at Vet City down in Seneca, South Carolina. Big shout out to Barry and Jared. But, you know, it's like I was driving this thing. And I was running maybe a little over the speed limit. Just cruising. I was thinking to myself how much fun it was driving this thing. And how it took me back. I mean, I'm riding around in this frame-off restored 69 Corvette that's absolutely gorgeous. And it reminded me of my Turd Box 80 I had.
It's very similar to a car that you've owned and loved before.
And I love that thing. And, like, it kind of brought me back because it's like if you love hamburgers. And my 80 Corvette's like a McDonald's burger. And it's not bad, but it's not the best. And now I've got, like, a big burger that Gordon Ramsay made for me.
Now,
you know what I'm saying? And that's what this is like. But it still brought you back to that first love, that first burger you had. You know what I mean? So that's what I love. And like you know, just how small it is and how narrow it is, like around your feet and stuff like that, and the 4-speed transmission and, you know, feeling every bump in the road. You know why? Because it's a Corvette. That's why. I love that. You know, looking over the steering wheel, looking over that flat dash, and you got those two fenders in the front.
Yeah, that big old hood scoop, too.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. The big hood scoop. And I mean, I'm 6'2", and I still have to do, like, look up to look over the hood, and I love it. Like, that's, to me, I mean, a car you fall down in and roll out, there's no comfortable position in it, and I absolutely love it. I would not have traded a ride in a limousine back to Greenville from Seneca over that Corvette. And that's what that right there kind of like reignited my soul in driving hot rods.
I got a big question for you, Mr. Rob. We're going to be going to Atlanta first of the month. Are we going to take the vet down?
Actually, I'm supposed to take C10 down. I'm supposed to take the dime piece, my 72 big block C10. But we may do something different.
That vet would look so good under the lights.
It would look awesome on my car trailer going down to Atlanta, too.
Yes, sir.
Have more than one trailer.
Huh?
Don't you have more than one trailer?
Oh, yeah. I got a 28-foot enclosed, too.
Right.
Yep.
Hey, now.
We got trucks.
Yeah, I mean, we know people with trucks.
You know, just saying. Just a convoy.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know. We'll see. The vet's cool. And I need to. I mean, also, it's like my 72 big block C10. I put $4,800 worth of wheels and tires on it and drove it 200 feet.
You haven't driven it.
Yeah. Since. I mean, it's bad.
It is, but that vet is. I mean, I love the dime. Don't get me wrong. I'm a truck guy and, you know, got trucks and all that. But I'm not a vet guy. That's what everybody knows on the show. I'm not a vet guy. But that vet, something about it, like when you sent it to me about, what, a month or two ago?
Yeah.
I was like, that vet is just sexy. It's just the way it looks. It's just.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just sexy.
Damn sharp car.
It is a sharp car. But, and I like, and you know what, that's the thing. Like, and I say it now. It's like an alcoholic. I'm never going back to drinking again. And then you go drink the next day. I'm going to drive it. I promise. You watch, you'll be sitting for 2 weeks straight. You know? I'm going to drive it. I was actually going to drive to the radio station tonight.
That's coming from Vet City also. So, I mean, it's probably well sorted.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, the little things that happen on old cars when you start driving them.
This thing is, I mean.
It even has AC.
Really?
Cold air.
I didn't even know you could get an L21 with AC.
Yes. This is it's got aftermarket air on it. But
it does it blow cold?
Very. Right. And better than what they would have had in 69. But it's a lot better looking than a big Frigidaire compressor that's the size of a torpedo. But a lot of things have changed in the last 50 years with air conditioning technology. But, I mean, it's just a great car. It's a tight car. All the gauges work right in it. I mean, it's just a nice car. It's even got good tunes in it.
Really?
And I never listen to the radio in an old car. Ever.
Even the buzzer works.
Yeah, even the, like if you leave your key in a switch, even the buzzer. It's got a clutch cancel switch in it. That blows my mind. Nobody puts that stuff back on an old car.
It's not like a neutral safety
switch.
Yeah,
where you have to push clutch in to crank the car.
Yeah, my 86 Z didn't have that. You can look at my carport and see.
But, yeah, you know the only safety option the boo thing's got on my 65 Chevelle?
Padded dash.
No, it don't even have that. It's got a metal. There's no safety in that. I'm telling you. That's
bail.
Yeah. You better hope you hit the glass because that dash is going to take you out. That's bad, but that's your only two options. All right, guys, we got to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As most of the time, Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
That means a lot, Rob.
You know me. A true shout friend out, stabs you in the front.
Shout out to the listener, actually, from Canada. Great White North. Is that right?
I'm assuming.
It just sounds right. Cold when you say Canada.
Sounds good to me.
I almost get a chill when you say Canada.
Shout out to Virginia from Canada.
I know,
right?
And you know what? As I was telling you that, it was like, I didn't realize how odd that sound. Like, it sounded. It was like, hey, Virginia from Canada.
Yeah.
It's like text from Spokane. You know, but I mean, that's kind of cool.
On Tennessee from Wyoming.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Now, we're talking about, driving your cars. We're talking about Corvettes. And I don't want to geek out. Maybe I might have went a little overboard last year with C4 Corvettes on my birthday. But I felt like it needed to be said. And I'll be honest with you, I think I made a lot of good groundwork. C4 values have shot up since then.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
And I like to think it's me that did it. And it was so funny. I was at the show at Vet City the time before last.
Yep.
And there's this kid pulls up. I'm at that age now. I can call 20-somethings kids. But this kid comes up, and I need one of those change purses the old men have, the little jelly ones. You know what I'm talking about? I'm getting that age.
Oh, no.
But, so they come up, and this kid walks up to me, and I said, seen him, he pulled up in him, early C4 vet, and he parks and gets out. I said, good looking C4 you got there. He said, yeah, 85. He said, man. Heard from a guy on the radio said these things are going up in value like crazy. and I said, really? And he said, yeah. He said, wait a minute, that's you. I'm like, maybe.
I have a feeling if that's the car I'm thinking of, it wasn't going up quite as fast as he anticipated.
No. He might have overshot the mark just a little bit. He was a little ahead of the curve, but you know what? His heart was in the right place.
It was an okay car.
It was.
It was an okay car.
It was a nice C4.
It was an okay C4.
But out at the Corvette show, there was only four or five C4 Corvettes out of 171 cars out there.
Yeah.
There was one that was actually pretty nice. It reminded me a lot of Shane's.
Yeah.
It did. But it had the side pipes and all the cool stuff on it. There was that one and then a couple factory ones. There was the blue one with the red stripes on the fenders,
Transport. Transport.
Yeah, it was one of them. And then there was an all-white one. White on white.
That's 88, 35th anniversary. But I just stuttered when he said that. That's like one of my other dream Corvettes.
It was out there. I didn't look at the miles, but it was out there.
I want a low mile.
Yeah, manual. You almost had that one.
Almost had that one. It wasn't a manual, but I want a low mileage manual vet.
Yeah.
That's what I want. A manual 88, 35th anniversary, white on white. I will still buy one. I'd buy one tomorrow. I'd have two white Corvettes.
It's still out there. Those were the kind of like the collector's editions from 82, 78 pace cars. Those are cars that people bought up and they put them away.
Well, those were really cool cars for that. But, you know, just think, if I had the 80s car, 50s, 60s, I got a couple in the 60s.
You got 90s now, too.
And 90s with the OBS truck. I've got something for almost every decade from between the 50s and the 90s.
Pretty close. Way before you were alive.
It's insane. It's hard to believe. It's like, you know, like me and my dad was talking about. My dad was born in 59. He was 10 years old when this vet was new. My dad's 60.
Yeah, and he probably wanted that vet when he was 10 years old.
You know what? My old man don't even really like bumper vets. Like he's a mid-year car.
I was going to say, he's got like 17 vets.
He's a 63 through 67 guy. And he even though he's a pretty nice vet. And from my father, that's like saying, man, that's awesome. You know what I mean?
That's almost like the pat on the back type deal.
My dad can have the best meal ever. I mean, like, it would be the best. His top mark is, it's all right.
Oh.
How was it? It's all right.
Thanks.
And that's a teary-eyed moment.
I've had better.
I've had better. Oh, I tell you what, the worst thing ever, and I'll tell you this, I don't want to get too far off track. I went on a date with this chick one time. She's a little bit country, I guess is the best way for me to put it. We went to dinner at a really nice restaurant, and I was trying to romance her. I was actually driving a Corvette then.
Western Sizzler?
No, it wasn't the Western Sizzling. It was a pretty swankier place than that. They didn't call your name out when your table was ready. They actually had little buzzers. And we walked up, and I said, you know, after we got done eating, we're walking outside, and I opened the door to my vet, and she gets in. I said, how was dinner? She said, it'll make a turd.
Wow. All right.
You know what? That date went downhill quick after that.
Let's get you back to the house.
Yeah. It's time to drop you off. You want to meet my mama? I mean, what female says that?
What anybody says that?
It's like, bleh. I mean, I felt like if we had Uber back then, I would have called her an Uber. You know? I didn't want you riding with
get
me.
Out.
Get out.
You got a car coming.
Like, I'm not even going to wait.
I'd have been like, oh, I forgot my wallet in there. Will you go grab it and take off?
But, yeah, so, I mean, I will have an anniversary vet, though. I see that coming. Like
that's one you can
I feel buy. Like I'm starting a car hoard a little bit. Like I'm buying them up. But in my defense, I'm buying good stuff.
Yeah, you're buying stuff that's going up in value.
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
at least I'm not collecting cats or something.
The 88 vet. It's out there. You know, you don't need to look for it.
It's out there.
When the time comes, it will present itself and you will buy it.
Yeah, my mom said the same thing to me about the right woman, too. So I'm just...
Well, and you know, you're still shopping.
It's like, when the time's come, you go out and buy it. No, you don't buy those.
You can.
No comment. Anyway, I can see myself with an 88 vet. For sure.
I see it happening. It's just, I don't think it's something that you need to search for.
I mean,
that last one was almost perfect, but it wasn't a 4+3. It wasn't the perfect one.
No, it wasn't the perfect. It was close. Out.
I mean, it was going to be a screaming deal.
Yeah. It just didn't pan out. So, you know, Corvettes I was born into them. How much we got left in this segment, Patrick? We got a minute and 30 seconds.
I don't think we're going to get that story in.
We're not going to ever get that story in. I want to hold off on that one to the next segment. But, you know, being since it's my birthday, I gave you numerous C4 facts and C4 knowledge. Between me and the professor, we were dumping out C4 knowledge like no other. I think we need to have a little C3 show off match. And C3s are my strong suit.
I mean, on this one, I mean, I know enough, I guess enough to be dangerous.
You know, the professor, I'm a little dangerous with it.
I know they got door handles.
if I throw 10 darts, 3 will hit the board.
Hey, now. Hey, that's better than something. That's better than something right there. I'm actually, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to this because the C3 vets are going up in value. It's really funny how the values are going in them, though. The bumper cars are going straight up. And now, usually it's the bumper, you know, like, you know, the first generation of them, then the next generation, and then the next generation. They're not doing that in the C3 Corvette. It's the first generation is going up. They skip 73 through 78 or 77, and now it's 8, 9, you know, the 80s, you know, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82 cars are going up like crazy.
80 to 82s were beautiful.
Those were gorgeous cars. Very iconic.
I like the cam backs also. I like the, you know, rubber bumper, no back window.
Right. Yeah, the flat back glass and all that stuff. And we'll get into that here in just a little bit. Guys, stay tuned. We'll be talking all about C3 Corvettes right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.